Iowa Games is a really fun thing to do this weekend. It's always kind of been a small, fun tournament this year. It was probably the most competitive Iowa Games I've ever been a part of. Spencer came down. Valley was there with a full squad. We had Eddyville come from the east side of the state. Quite a few teams that drove 2 to 3 hours to get there. So it was highly competitive, and our kids stepped up to the challenge. The middle school side of things, told you before, you know, we have certain goals we shoot, and our goal for our middle school is to try to get into that 3,100 score range, and they did. They got a 3,109. I'm really proud of them for that. They got a lot of room to grow. They had a couple of really good individual efforts that came out that day. Jacoby Wood for us, he shot a 278 as a seventh grader. Great score for him. He took sixth place overall in the tournament there. So that was really nice. Lily Rillard really came around, shot a 271. She's an eighth grader. She's one of the girls going to be a part of our future high school team and solid. She does things good. She took second place overall there. So we had some really good individual things going on there in the middle school. Then we jumped up to the high school. And if you get on the NAS tournament site and look at it, Atlantic came in third. We fell to Valley and Spencer. They brought some really good scores this time. The Atlantic score is not going to be representative of what we really did. There was a clerical error, so there's one of the scores that aren't in there. So our score's going up about 14 points, and we'll be at a 33-10, which is that's been our goal right now, is to break that 3,300 mark to get moving. We did it, not even at full strength. Valley shot a 33-48, which ends up being the best shot so far as a team in the state of Iowa. So we went against a really good squad there, but they're at full strength, and that's pretty much where they're at. Spencer Ginn shot a 33-25. That's their peak. They know that. So we're right on their heels, and we know we got a few more tools in our toolbox we're going to be throwing out there. So we're not at full strength. When we come full strength, finally, we should be competing with the big dogs again. But it's always, one day at a time. You got to find it out. So we did that, and, we had some great individual efforts on the high school side. Well, to start with the boys there, we had Connor Johnson and Hank Roberts shot a 284. They tied arrow for arrow all the way through, so it was a complete tie. So they did a shoot-off down there for tiebreaker. Hank beat Connor, so Hank will take fourth place. Connor will take fifth. The surprise boy for us in the tournament, surprise because he hasn't been showing up there yet, was Tyrell Williams, shot a 277. As coaches, it wasn't a surprise. He started this year as a junior. We've watched his form. He's got some of the best form we've ever seen. He works hard. He plays basketball, too, so he's limited in the time that he practices. And so we knew at some point it was all going to come together for him, and it did at Iowa Games. So he's going to be a bright spot for us, I think, the next year and a half here that we get to him. So I'm sure we'll be talking about him at different times. And then last week we had Hallie in here talking, and one of our team captains, and, I don't know what it was, but it something clicked, and she got back to her old form that she's been working on. She's been close this whole time, but she got back. She popped a 288 for us. She won Winter Games as a female, so that was a great score for her. That's where she wants to be. I'm sure it's going to be a great confidence builder because she knows she can do it, and she just did it again. But inside of that, too, we had Quincy Sorensen, she's a wrestler. Done great in the wrestling and all that, and she doesn't get much time to practice. First week back at practice, same kid shot a 281 for us, took sixth place. Lily Johnson, another solid freshman, shot a 281, seventh place. And then, we were sitting there and the teams were coming around, even on the 3D side, where we looked like we were done and everyone thought they kind of had us counted out. And then Dana always comes in as an anchor for us here. And, she always seems to shoot the last couple rounds for us and people don't watch it. She came in, she raised both scores for us a little bit. So it just showed, don't count us out because we've always, we always swing for the fences when we get a chance. So.
And that was the bullseye, right?
Just the bullseye that we talked about. Yeah.
Talk about the 3D code.
All right. So 3D. We came into the 3D side of it really, really well. This year coming in, I've kind of thought our 3D team on the high school side anyway is kind of where our strength is. It's going to be strong for 3-4 years from what we're looking at. The middle school is just, it's very young. It's a very young middle school team. So they're just figuring out how to get all this stuff done. They came in, they took second place or third place down there, if I can remember. Let me look here real quick. middle school, they took third place. They shot a 15-20, which is not a bad score for a middle school team. Like to get them up around that 1600 mark. If we're doing that, they're going to compete at a high level at the state tournament, and I think we can get there. We're just young. But, you know, we had some decent shooting in there. Grant Petty, he shot a 264 for us in the eighth grade and took, you know, ninth place there. So Grant's going. He's got a few things figured out, but Grant's going to be a name you're going to hear a lot over the next 4 years. On the female side of it, Lily Willerick, again, shot a 244, so she's coming up in the 3D side. But, you know, our middle school did quite well, really impressed with what they did. They're coming around. We came in as a high school team, and you know that 1650 mark at high school is kind of an elite mark. Once you break that, you know you're playing with the big guys. And we shot a 1670, and we had that going in, and that happened to be the second best shot in the state all year long in 1670, and by quite a bit. I mean, that put us third place at that point, would be about 40 points under us. I mean, and that's huge in the 3D side. Last round, Spencer had a couple great kids, and they jumped ahead of us and got a 1684 is what they shot, which is a great shot, which might be the top shot in the state, but I think it's one down. I think they're in second. Bumped us to third just in one day. So, I mean, the competition level there is outrageous. But Spencer, again, shooting at full strength. We're still not quite at full strength. It's going to be right at the end of the season when you're going to see what this team can really do. So we know we're knocking on the door. We know that we're going to be pressing everybody. And but, you know, on that side of it, too, we had Hank Roberts. He shot a 283 and took second place overall. And there, Connor Johnson, 282. He took third place for us overall in the 3D side of it. So that was really, really something fun to watch. Lily Johnson took third place for the females with a 280. Hallie Copeland shot a 280 there and took fourth place for us. Mariah Hadley shot a 277 in sixth place. And Dana Drager here took ninth there with a 268. So, I mean, we had some great shooting going on the 3D side of it. And this team's going to be solid and strong. And, yeah, we're going to lose at the end of the year. We're going to lose a couple of our captains, but we're strong and we have depth. And they've helped teach these kids and get them going. So we should still stay strong for the next 3 or 4 years on the 3D side of it.